Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think the cause behind it is true, but I don't like the execution of it.
.987 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning now. 6:48 on a Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council to begin to look for public input on what to do with Century 2.
Two.
Barbara Fuller resigns after 10 years on the Wichita School Board.
One.
Local Election Day in Kansas. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Got a call from traffic tracker Dean just a little bit ago. He spotted the gasoline prices coming down. He was at 55th South and Broadway. Gasoline price there was $2.35 a gallon.
Right.
And he spotted the guy actually changing the sign, coming down a couple of cents to $2.33 a gallon. Traffic update on KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today with a high of 42 degrees. Monday's high was 46, by the way. Mostly cloudy and cool tonight. The overnight low tonight, 29. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high up to 49. Now a cloudy sky, 36 degrees. We have a north wind at 8 miles per hour. A California auction house says a guitar that Prince used in the late 1980s and into the 1990s has been sold for $700,000.
Wow.
That's the highest amount paid for one of the late rock star's guitars. Julian's Live Auction House expected it to go for somewhere between $60,000 and $80,000. It went for 10 times that much. Prince donated the guitar in 1994 to benefit Los Angeles earthquake relief. The musician died in April of 2016 from an accidental drug overdose. U.S. stocks made modest gains and set more records Monday as upheaval in oil-rich Saudi Arabia sent crude prices to two-year highs. Chip makers and media companies climbed on deal reports, while phone and household goods companies sank. Standard & Poor's 500 index rose 3 points, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 9 points, and the NASDAQ composite gained 22 points. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker here today. Good morning, Don.
Morning.
One of the nation's top rating agencies is issuing Oklahoma a credit negative warning amid the state legislature's inability to close a $215 million hole in its budget for the current fiscal year.
Sounds like us recently.
A little bit, yeah. Oklahoma just trying to copy us down there in the Sooner State.
Well, the difference is all their business was oil. So
that's right.
When that started to dry up. Yeah.
Moody's Investor Service issued the credit outlook for Oklahoma Monday in its latest credit bulletin on U.S. public finance. The rating agency pointed specifically to the legislative budget impasse that has stretched on for nearly 6 weeks.
I wonder if the Saudi Arabian thing is going to help them, bringing up the price of crude. You know,
researchers at Pittsburgh State University are trying to turn natural waste into green energy. The Joplin Globe reporting an assistant professor of chemistry and a team of students are looking to transform waste such as green tea leaves into batteries.
Okay.
The project aims to develop a suitable, high-performance, lightweight, and safe replacement for lithium batteries.
Wow.
Which are often used to power cell phones, computers, and some cars. Team has created small batteries from tea leaves and bamboo.
I know you can stick electrodes in an apple or a potato or something and
get the energy
generate some electricity, but I didn't know it was enough to run anything.
Well, Pittsburgh State University.
Well, good for them.
I think they're doing a
fine
job.
Make us proud.
6:51 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Paying down debt or saving for retirement? What's the choice here? Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Don?
Well, there is a choice.
Yeah.
You know, $1 trillion... of outstanding student debt could threaten the future financial security of hundreds of thousands of Americans, according to the Student Loan Hero, an online student planning tool. The average class of 2016 graduate has more than $37,000 in student debt. That's more than Steve paid for his house back then, I'm sure.
It is.
That's up more than
6%. Very close, though.
Very close. Yeah. Well, that's about what they were. That's up more than 6% from 2015. Now, if you're a few decades away from retiring, you're probably not even thinking about that, so you'll probably focus on your debt first. There's nothing wrong with paying down student debt, but think about it. You may be leaving some free cash on the table. The cash comes in the form of a company match of your 401k. Now, if you choose to accelerate paying down student debt at the expense of investing for retirement, you may not get that free employer match money. Now, if you're in this situation, take a look at cash flow. Create a balance sheet. That's fancy wording for putting your monthly debt on one side of a page and your earnings on the other side of the page. If you're new to the workforce, your greatest asset may not be your bank account, but it's your earnings potential. How much do you need to live? Well, that's spending, okay? How much do you make? That's earning. Well, you may need to make some sacrifices, but if you can lower your spending, you can create a surplus of income on the other side of the balance sheet. Take that money to hit your student debt with regular payments, but also make contributions to your retirement account that at least meet the contribution thresholds and to maximize the company match. As you pay down student debt, raise contributions to your retirement. The Government Accounting Office reports that a growing number of older Americans have defaulted on their federal student loans. Now they are repaying those outstanding loans through lower Social Security payments as those benefits are forcefully being garnished to repay that debt. You don't want to be
I didn't know you could do that.
Okay. They can do that. Wow. They voted that in a few years ago. So they can hit your Social Security to pay up because there are so many older people who either had their own loan debt or they took it out on behalf of their grandkids.
Their kids.
So anyway, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Tough thing to do, especially for young people or even older people. Get that balance between saving something for a rainy day and paying down the debt.
So many people want instant gratification. We see somebody else with a nicer car, a nicer house, and I almost guarantee you that nicer car, that nicer house, they are in debt up to their ears. Really? I mean, it's funny. You know, Barb and I live moderate. You know, we have a nice life, but we live pretty conservatively. And I look around, I see friends, and then when I get a chance to dig into their finances, I realize, whoa, we're in a lot better shape.
Yeah. You can't fit that brand new car into that coffin with you.
I know you can't.
Today is Notary Public Day.
Okay, take a note.
Since ancient Roman times, notaries have recorded matters of judicial and commercial importance as well as private transactions when professional skill and integrity were needed. My wife is a notary. Not sure she still has maintained it over the years.
Yeah.
She became a notary, I believe, when she worked for Fidelity Savings years ago. And it requires,
you have to be licensed.
You have to be licensed. You have to pay a fee. But basically, they look into your background and who you are and make sure that you're trustworthy and bondable.
Well,
that's what you do. And then if you've got some legal transaction going on, the notary's there to put the stamp on it.
You know, a lot of people misunderstand. They think that if it's notarized, it means that the document is factual.
Yeah.
It means that the signature was witnessed and it is real and it was that person
Absolutely.
Who signed it, but it does not attest to the veracity of
That's right.
the contract.
And Don has a lot of experience with
fake
dishonest
contracts. Oh, yeah.
All right, Don.
No.
Thank you, sir.
Okay,
Six
thank you.
Notary Day. Steve and Ted, 6:56.
Hug a notary.
I will today. I've got one in mind. Coming up at 7 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The Texas church shooter had a lot of ammunition. We've got the story coming up at 7. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.